Good morning. It's September 1st. Yeah, what is it? September 1st, 2015, 6:25 a.m. And Tuesday. I thought it was Monday. I left the house this morning thinking it was Monday and ran right into the sprinklers going, wait a minute, why? That's because yesterday a kid didn't have school. So yeah, I got my days crossed up. Today's Tuesday. Milk order day. Today is a 5K day. We are in September. And I haven't written a book yet this month, so 5K today. I think I'm at 4. Ideally, I get to 10K by the end of the day. That would be 6K. But I'll put... I like to have it on even 10 so I know by looking at raw word count where I am. I may be at 5K. I have to look. I think I'm at like 3,900 and some change, which is much closer to 4K. So anyway, I want to try to get to the 10K mark today on Smuggler's One. I have no idea what the... how that's going to look when it's done. I don't know what the story is yet. It's an origin story. It's an introduction to characters and the relationships and the setting. So I don't have to have much, and I've already got a plot underway. I'm only in first 4,000 words, so yes, I have a plot underway, and book one of Seekers, which I think is going to be From Ashes Born. Book two is, I think, going to be To Fire Called. And the last book is, I think, In Darkness Forged. And they do sound like David Weber titles. They're kind of militaristic sounding. I can see David Weber writing these titles. I like them. And I think we're going to go with the standard branding, even though it's less than satisfactory. I think it's going to count by having it be the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper. So Seeker's Tales from the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper. That was my original thinking on the branding to begin with, and I think it was the right instinct. So I've been hiking along pretty quickly this morning because I got wet in the sprinklers, and it's cold, clammy weather. It's a relatively high humidity. The bonus picture this morning was the fog over the park. Just before sunrise, and the little breeze that I got from walking chilled, evaporated the water that I got sprayed with, and it was rather chilly. So I've been hiking along trying to build up some body heat, and I've succeeded because now I'm sweating. It's a gorgeous morning, golly. It's beautiful. So yesterday they got the fence fixed, the back gate, after a somewhat shaky start. I got both my gates fixed. I have 2 6-foot-by-4 stockade fence gates in my yard, and both of them were saggy and falling down. and wouldn't open very well because since the gates have been installed, the level of dirt and grass and stuff has grown up, so it's difficult to get them out over the grass. So these gates are about an inch shorter, which makes a really big difference. And they're not sagging anymore. The guys did a good job of reinforcing them. So I took pictures of the old gate before it was removed and absolutely replaced. I'll take a picture of the new gate probably when I get back, because it was too dark to get a good picture of it when I left. It was before dawn. Sun is up now, I think. We got a moon here over my right shoulder to the west over the Rockies. It's waning gibbous, headed for last quarter. Three or four days past full, I guess. So yeah, yesterday was kind of a organize and make arrangements day. I didn't actually get any writing done yesterday, which is a pain, because I wanted to get the book to 5,000 words before I started the month. However, what I did do was handle the business arrangements with Karen Conlon to get the editing done for this book and three more. And her prices have changed, and we had some back and forth about where we were in terms of payments that I had made years ago and never sent books for. But she was gracious enough to apply the down payment I made in 2014. And I have two payments left on this book, and she's going to invoice me for the slots in November, December, and January, which means I've got this month to get Smuggler 1 done, and October, where I have no editing going on, to get Seeker 2 done, and then November, she'll be able to edit Seeker 2. I'll be able to write Smuggler 2. No, November she'll edit Smuggler 1. There we go. There's no reason for me to be going through this trying to explain it, because it's like, okay. The goal, I'll share with you the goal. I've shared the goal on NathanLowell.com as of like 1 o'clock in the morning. Scheduled a post for the first day of the month, so I didn't get up and forget about it this morning. So the goal is to publish a book every other month starting in October. So September should do the editing. It'll probably be editing in public. So if you're on Google Plus and following Karen Conlon, you'll see editing questions that she has for me and my answers. That does two things. One, it helps people who don't know me but know Karen find out about me, and it helps people who don't know about Karen and might need an editor. It gives her an opportunity to show her expertise in public in a way that otherwise would be invisible. So that's the goal. A book produced, published every other month, starting with in Ashes Born. The New Voyages of Ishmael Huang. Monk Post. So 5K today, 6K if I get to 10. I have to go look now. I can't remember now if it's 4,000 or 5,000 words. Whatever. 10K by end of day. That's my goal for the day. That's my goal to write today. I have no idea where this story is going. Other than there's already been a lost mining vessel. And we've been introduced to a new crew. So there we are. It's also school day, so I've got to take the kids to school at 7:45. Got to get back. 6:37. Got 8 minutes to get back to wake her up in time. 7:15, 7:45 rather. 6:45. Yeah, time. Math, I had some. And then we gotta get her to school, I gotta get some breakfast. I might be able to get my breakfast while I'm fixing hers. I don't think I have to run any other chores today. And I won't be playing on Eve a great deal today. At least not till after I get my words in. I've refocused Phil Karster on Eve. And Phoenix Freight is now an entity with Carstairs, that's CEO. And I've refocused on trading. And it seems to be working out. It's not real fast right now. It's not. I'm limited by, I need to find a, I need to create a minor trade hub somewhere and focus on that. The places where I would expect to find those kinds of trade hubs are either already heavily invested with competition or really the product that moves is a very low price. So what I need to do is find a place where I can sell stuff. Sit. Oh, yes. Okay, here we go.
Be nice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shit.
Oh.
Shit.
He'll get it. The black lab who wants me to, who wants to say good morning to me when his owner has asked him to sit, and that's what's going on there. A nice dog. That's a pretty dog. An older dog. Can we teach an old dog new tricks? I hope so, because I'm a pretty old dog and I keep learning new tricks. At least I think I do. Anyway, yeah, Philip is a trader. It's working out pretty well. Just got the next step up in the trading ranks in terms of my ability to stock items. And the more items I stock, the more money I make. Now, some of them have pretty decent markups. So if you can buy something for $2,000 and sell it for $20,000, that's a pretty good markup. Problem is you have to sell a lot of those to make a million, and 100 and 1,000 times that to make a billion. And my goal for Ishmael is for Philip is to make him a billionaire. He's got 500 million, and we're counting down to 7. He had 6 when I started this round of trading, and he's up to 680, 690 in cash and assets. So we'll see how that works out. I'm not doing the high payoff yet. I need to invest a little more time, do a little more research, and find more products that I can sell at a good margin. I did just install the latest release of EVIS per hour to give me a feel of whether or not I should buy or build. The raw material costs. I need to do some analysis on the raw material cost, because I'm very efficient in terms of mining and getting base minerals. I can get almost 100,000. No. Almost 100 million. Like 50, 60 million per day in minerals, because I have pretty good refining skills, I have really good mining skills, and I can pick up a lot of minerals in an hour. So some of the calculations are a little bit off, because as soon as you're going to buy stuff instead of build it, if, for example, you're going to buy minerals instead of mining them and refining them, because base level skills don't really give you much refined skill. So it's really inefficient compared to the market. But it's an interesting question. Is it pay more to use the 100 units of tritanium, or sell the 100 units of tritanium and then buy them back from the market at a lower price? Which is entirely possible to do. Okay, look at this. I am at the brand new back gate. Look at that. I have to get a picture of it. But tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.